Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number as always. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products or health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment, and we will talk to Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour. Little Known Dangers of Popular Pills, Part 2. Dr. Ratner is the author of the book Heartburn, Acid Reflux, and GERD, What You Need to Know. And he's the Chief Science Officer at Therologics. We will talk about metformin. We'll talk about Prilosec. We'll talk about dangerous pills in general. It's kind of refreshing to hear a medical doctor recognize the health relevance of medication problems, of medication issues. I believe we're highly over-medicated in this country. We're always turning to medical solutions, and probably because there's a lot of money to be made in medicine. I was just reading how there are a record number of pharmaceutical lobbyists who have invaded Washington. I think it's like 4 lobbyists per senator or congressman now, and I wonder if all of this hullabaloo about the inoculation is more about lobbyists and money than it is about health. One has to think about that. In any case, Dr. Mark Ratner will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about pills and the dangers of them, the dangers of popular pills. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. If you want to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team, even better, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Start yourself a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, which is absolutely exploding. The longevity business is absolutely exploding. If you're looking for a way to make some spare change, some spare income, or if you're looking for a full-time job, or if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, check out the longevity business opportunity for a one-time fee. You can be in business for yourself. Call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real live person, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, our number today, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment. Dr. Mark Ratner will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking about the dangers of popular pills. So I want to continue talking now about proteoglycans, PGs, or glycosaminoglycans, GAGs. We'll just call them, well, I'll try to call them PGs and GHEs because the term is so overwhelming, but just basically these really fascinating molecules that have a little piece of protein and a long chain of sugar, and the combination of this little piece of protein and long chain of sugar, and, I'm being very simplistic here, I know, if you're a biochemist out there, but for our intents on this program, just knowing that these long chains of sugar with a little piece of protein attached to them have incredible, absolutely incredible biological properties and incredible healing properties, and they are very, very underappreciated. Even on this program, when we talk about the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, we don't really talk about GHEs or PGs all that much. I first learned about them when I was studying the skin, because these GHEs and PGs are incredibly important for the skin. They're important for any squishy tissue in the body. In fact, if you take your ear, if you take your finger and squeeze your earlobe right now, you'll feel that squishy feeling. That's GHE and PGs largely. Cartilage is the most common or the most well-known example of GHEs and PGs, and eating GHEs and PGs can help you build your GHEs and PGs, and that's why we want to eat cartilage. If you liquefy the cartilage in bone broth, that's even better. You get this wonderful liquid, easy to process, electrically active GHE and PG, and because GHE and PGs are so multifunctional, bone broth is so multifunctional too. There's a really interesting multifunctional GHE called glucosamine, which I've been talking about for years as being important not just for building cartilage, but also for the blood, and also for the blood vessels, and also for the skin, and also for all of the soft organs and soft tissue. In fact, using glucosamine can help repair the entire body by virtue of the fact that it helps you build these GHEs. Eating GHEs helps you make and build your own GHEs. You may have noticed on your glucogel caps, which everybody should be taking, whether or not you have arthritis. Yes, everybody should be taking the glucogel caps, whether or not you have arthritis, just in the interest of keeping your body intact and reversing, or at least slowing down, the aging process. Well, you may have noticed on your glucogel caps something called manganese, 2 milligrams of manganese in the supplement facts. What the heck is manganese, and why is it in my glucogel caps? Well, it turns out that manganese is a very, very important cofactor for the production of GHEs and PGs. Manganese is one of those elements you don't hear a lot about. They call it a transition element. It's kind of like zinc or copper or iron. The word transition means that it goes back and forth to different states. And the fact that it can go back and forth to different states makes it very important for activating things, for turning things on and off, in particular, turning the chemistry of GHE synthesis, of GHE and PG synthesis, on and off. So manganese helps you make GHEs. Manganese is found pretty much throughout nature, nuts, beans, soy, legumes, seeds, tea, green leafy vegetables. Grains are good sources of manganese. I know people are down on grains these days, but grains have a lot of wonderful nutritional value, including manganese. You can also supplement with manganese. Of course, you get your manganese in your glucogel caps. You don't hear a lot about manganese, which is unfortunate. Manganese deficiency is not all that uncommon, but it can occur. And of course, if you don't have manganese, you're not going to be able to make proteoglycans effectively. So supplementing with your Mighty 90 essential nutrients will get you manganese, but you can also eat manganese-containing foods. Manganese is not just important only for proteoglycans. Manganese is also important for diabetes, or for protecting yourself from diabetes. Manganese is very important for the production of insulin, and it can help you stabilize your blood sugar. Manganese is important for the processing of cholesterol. So if you're worried about high cholesterol, get yourself on some manganese. Manganese also is important for carbs and for protein metabolism, for breaking down carbs and breaking down proteins. And manganese is a key element in one of the body's most important enzymes, something called superoxide dismutase. You may have seen SOD or superoxide dismutase on your pollen burst. the late Corey Gold was very high on superoxide dismutase, and for good reason. Superoxide dismutase is one of the most important detoxifying enzymes in the body. It's an antioxidant enzyme that protects the protects skin cells, protects all cells from free radicals, and manganese is a little battery that activates superoxide dismutase, SOT. So eat your nuts, drink your tea, make sure that you're getting enough legumes. Pine nuts, by the way, are a particularly good source of manganese. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity, TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ah! right, we're back on the Bright Side. All our lines are open, 844-236-6010. We got Dr. Mark Ratner coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about medication, the little-known dangers of popular pills, and that's going to include metformin. I've been hearing a lot of news about metformin being an anti-aging pill. Metformin is a medication that helps your body handle sugar. It supports insulin secretion. And even Life Extension, I kind of like Life Extension magazine and the folks at Life Extension, but they're big on metformin as a anti-aging substance, I guess. It's not a supplement. It's a drug. Listen, there's never any good reason to take a drug unless you absolutely have no other options and you need them. Pain pills, of course, antibiotics are important. But to take a drug like metformin as a anti-aging protocol seems pretty silly to me, even though it does support, helps your body process sugar. Better you use nutrition, first of all. Selenium helps your body process sugar. Niacin helps your body process sugar. Chromium, vanadium, sweeties. Lots of good nutrients that help your body process sugar. But, of course, keeping your sugar intake down, that seems to me like the most important strategy than trying to take a drug like metformin. And, of course, metformin can cause problems on its own because it's a prescription medication. Nutritional deficiencies are possible. Your body has to purify metformin using vitamin C and copper and the aforementioned manganese. Metformin can cause vitamin B12 deficiency. Metformin can actually lower manganese levels. That's one of its magnesium levels. That's one of its side effects. And magnesium is very important for blood sugar control itself. And that's kind of an example of what happens when you take a drug in order to take care of a health challenge. You end up causing deficiencies in nutrients that are important for helping you protect you from those very same health challenges. So you take metformin to help your body handle sugar, and you lose magnesium, which helps your body handle sugar. Metformin is also known to increase fractures for older folks, bone fractures, hip fractures, and metformin is also associated with kidney disease. So does it really make sense to take metformin as an anti-aging supplement? I don't think so. All right. Dr. Mark Ratner at the bottom of the hour. If we have calls, we'll get him today. We'll get him now at 844-236-6010. Our lines are open. Gazing in the mirror can make you feel good. Researchers in Japan say that the human brain can naturally identify our faces subconsciously. And guess what happens when you look at your own face in the mirror? You upregulate dopamine. This is especially true if you look at your eyes in the mirror. It's a great way to hype up your dopamine. Now, dopamine, as we know, some people call it a feel-good hormone. It's not really a feel-good hormone. It's an adventuresome hormone. It's a hormone that makes us move forward, move towards goals, move towards excitement, if you will. Dopamine does make you feel good, but I wouldn't necessarily call it a feel-good hormone. In any case, by looking at pictures of yourself, or even better, by looking at yourself in the mirror, you can upregulate dopamine levels, and that can especially happen if you look into your eyes in the mirror. In fact, eye gazing is really a very interesting therapeutic modality, looking into others' eyes or looking into your own eyes. Looking into somebody else's eyes can actually be very stimulating. In fact, autistic kids have problems with eye gazing and being looked at or looking into other people's eyes because it's so stimulating. There is a nervous system arousal that can be measured via electrical energy in the skin that occurs when we make eye contact. And if you find yourself not able to make eye contact, it may be that the stimulation, in fact, you can actually feel the stimulation, and it may be uncomfortable, and that's one of the reasons why people don't make eye contact is because of the stimulating sensation. Try it. Try looking in somebody's eyes. Try looking in a stranger's eyes, directly in their eyes, and be very attuned to the subtle energy in your body, and you'll notice that there's a stimulating sensation that occurs as we look into somebody else's eyes, and sometimes that stimulation can be a little bit hard to handle, and we will avert our gaze. Here's an interesting story, scary but interesting. The antidepressant fluvoxamine, also known as Luvox, can keep COVID-19 patients out of the hospital. Yes, a 10-day course of antidepressants is now being suggested as an easy at-home treatment for early symptoms of the viral infection. Oh my God, what kind of world are we living in? They want to give you Luvox, another drug, with complication, with a potential side effects, of course. A 10-day course of it to cut hospitalizations. This was a study they found that a 10-day course of Luvox cut hospitalizations by 2/3 and reduced deaths by 91%. I know something else that reduces deaths and will keep you out of the hospital. It's called vitamin C. Oh, yeah, and how about zinc? And how about we don't eat the crappy food? So I'm telling you, folks, we live in this medicalized world, and the medicalized world is not in our interest. The medicalized world is in the people who make the medicine's interest. And you're going to keep hearing about these things, these medications. Somebody called me today, this morning, about ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I don't have a problem with ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. I don't have a problem with any drugs if people want to take them. So that's fine. But we got to be looking at the simple things, the little things, the easy things, like good health. When you take vitamin C to boost your immune system, to protect yourself from viral infections, the list of side benefits is nearly endless, including anti-aging and bone strength and more beautiful skin and better collagen and better cardiovascular health. I mean, it's crazy how many benefits you get when you use a nutritional supplement, but we're just focused on medicalization. And again, it's not in the human being's interest to focus on medicalization. It's on the purveyors of the medicine. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to our friend Kevin in Moscow. Say good morning. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Ben. What do you think of this? What do you think of this new Pfizer COVID pills?
Yeah, you're gonna see the pills now. That's the big thing now. First, Merck. I heard the Merck one, and then I stopped hearing about the Merck one, and now I'm hearing about the Pfizer one. Look,
yeah,
this whole thing is crazy to me. You don't need to be medicalized to protect yourself from a viral infection. If you're comorbid and you're way overweight, obese, you're smoking, you've got diabetes, you've got autoimmune issues, those are the areas you want to be focusing on. It's like, I don't know if you've ever read, you ever hear The Cat in the Hat, the book The Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss? There's one version of The Cat in the Hat. The Cat in the Hat comes back, I think. And there was all this, there was a red spot on the... You know what I'm talking about? The red spot on the snow, and he opens up little cat A, yeah, and they get rid of the red spot, but there's something else happens. That's what happens when you start to take these drugs. You end up causing other problems, and you take drugs for those other problems. It's just this morass, this black hole that we enter into when we start to medicalize ourselves. And for some reason, we just don't see it. So the Merck pill, the Pfizer pill, that's the latest thing. You're going to start to see pills for the viral infection. It's just craziness to me. Viruses are opportunistic. They wait for an opportunity. We give them opportunities. So what do? You don't give them opportunities. You strengthen your body, you strengthen your immune system, and that doesn't just mean physically, Kevin, although physically is obviously important with nutritional supplementation and diet and exercise, but it also means psychically, psychologically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Cortisol does not know the difference between a crappy thought and crappy food. Well, if you're eating crappy food or you have a crappy thought, you're going to be affecting your stress levels. Crappy foods affect stress, affect your stress hormones, and crappy thoughts do as well. That's where we want to be working. That's why I do this program, Kevin, is I want people to see how powerful the little things are, how powerful the strategies that we can employ from the comfort of our own living rooms and bedrooms and bathrooms are. All right, Kevin's got to go. Dr. Mark Ratner coming up next. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on The Bright Side right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Al Unser, one of only four drivers to win the Indianapolis 500 a record four times, died Thursday following a long illness. He was 82. Mr. Unser describes his favorite sounding engine in 2018.
Well, the loudest one that I ever run against was the Nova. The Nova had a sound that was unbelievable. I mean, it was pure horsepower.
Jesse Smollett's conviction Thursday for lying to police about a racist homophobic attack came nearly 3 years after his plea was echoed by mainstream media and Democrat leaders as fact. It was actually a lie. Prosecutor Dan Webb.
But the true facts, I thought, needed to come out, and we did it.
He also said the Chicago Police Department was vindicated by the jury's verdict. Post-trial motions will be held via Zoom on January 27th, but no sentencing date has been set. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As a report from D.C.'s National Guard commander, then Major General William Walker, says the Army's January 6 report describes events that never actually happened. Walker is now the sergeant-at-arms in the House. Texas Representative Republican Louie Gohmert told Newsmax yesterday that the mostly partisan House Select Committee on January 6 is a vigilante group that is out of control.
But they're going way beyond what they're entitled to. They really have become a vigilante group. They're out of control. They're wanting to use this commission to punish people that had nothing to do with what went on January 6th. And basically, the Democrats are using it as a political tool to come after opponents. This commission got in seizing documents, and what records did they get, and who cooperated to give away privileged, protected documents and information? We need to know how badly compromised this power-hungry group of Democrats have become.
The Texas congressman proposed a counter committee to investigate the alleged abuses of the January 6th commission. So far, the committee has subpoenaed former White House advisor Steve Bannon, personal director John McEntee, senior advisor Stephen Miller, and political consultant Roger Stone. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You'll find 11 years plus of daily archived programs at brightsideben.com with a search box if you miss a program or want to review a subject or topic or share one with a loved one or somebody who needs help. Head to brightsideben.com. You'll also find the longevity products at brightsideben.com as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts at criticalhealthnews.com, and join the team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy. And by the way, I'm opening up my new compounding pharmacy, Truth RX, probably in the next week or so, so we can inspect it. And we'll be doing compounded skin health products, which I've been doing for many years, as well as miscellaneous and various prescription type drugs. In any case, our True Skin Health products were all formulated for healing burns and cuts and scrapes and treating eczema and psoriasis. What I found was when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's what True Skin Health is all about. Healing skins, healing products that have been repurposed for beauty products to be beauty products. You can find out all about them at Truth Treatments with an S, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. They're all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to our guest. Dr. Mark Ratner has described himself as a prisoner of Prozac, and he's one of those MDs that understands the problems of medication. We're going to talk with Dr. Ratner about the little-known dangers of popular pills. Dr. Ratner is the author of Heartburn, Acid Reflux, and GERD, What You Need to Know, and he's the Chief Science Officer at Therologix. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Dr. Mark Ratner. Hey, Dr. Ratner.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Nice to talk to you again. Good morning.
So, Good morning.
I want to get into metformin because I hear all kinds of stuff about using metformin as an anti-aging supplement, if you will, using the medication as a supplement. And I know you have some thoughts on that, and I have as well. But before we get into that, what do you mean by prisoner of Prozac? Tell us that story. I know you told it before, but tell us.
I have to just correct you real quickly. Different drug. It's the prisoner of Prilosec.
Prilosec. Right.
Right. I've been on a bunch of different medications over the course of my life, but not Prozac.
But not Prozac.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah, we were talking about the reason I mentioned Prozac is in my mind is because before you got on, we were talking about they're recommending Luvox now, which is similar to Prozac, of course.
Yeah, for COVID.
Exactly. And we had just been talking about that. Maybe we can touch on that too. But tell us your story.
Very interesting
about
study. Yeah.
Tell us the story, the prisoner of Prozac story, or prisoner of Prilosec story. Sorry,
Prilosec. Yeah. So the story is this: I, for many years, had chronic acid reflux, what doctors call GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which essentially means you're having heartburn like every day. Probably 20 years ago, a friend of mine, an internist down the hall. I was complaining to him about my stomach issues, and he tossed me some samples that he had in the office of omeprazole, Prilosec. Now, back then, it was prescription only. It's an acid-blocking medication, what we call a PPI, proton pump inhibitor. It basically shuts down acid production in your stomach. And so I tried these samples, and it was just like a miracle. It was unbelievable. because it stops your acid production, so your symptoms go completely away. It doesn't actually stop the reflux. That's a misconception that some people have. You know, your stomach contents are still kind of backing up into your food tube, into your esophagus, but because there's no more acidity, you don't feel it. And so your symptoms go completely away. And it was just terrific. It was great. And so, you know, I stayed on it. I just kept taking it. But then, I guess about 7 or 8 years later, middle of the night, I woke up and I had developed a heart arrhythmia. In other words, my heart was just sort of beating out of rhythm. And it woke me up in the middle of the night, and I ended up in the emergency room. Make a long story short, what had caused that arrhythmia was a low magnesium level. And I came to find out that it was actually the omeprazole, the Prilosec, which had blocked my ability to absorb magnesium from my diet and landed me in the emergency room. So the reason I'm saying I'm a prisoner of Prilosec is because, you know, after an episode like that, you would figure, well, you know, you're going to stop the medication, right? Not so easy. Once you've been taking a PPI like omeprazole, and I don't want to just single out omeprazole or Prilosec because there's also Nexium and Prevacid and Protonix. These are all in that same
PPIs.
Class. PPIs, yeah, they're all PPIs. Once you've been on a PPI for a few months, your stomach basically goes to sleep. I mean, it's not making any acid at all. And then if you suddenly stop the medication, your stomach rebounds and it starts
rebound
to produce acid. Right. You get acid production that's like crazy high.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to tolerate. I mean, it just feels like, you know, you're going to die. You get chest pain, stomach pain, diarrhea. Yeah.
You're stuck on the drug.
Most people can't do it. You're a
prisoner.
Drug. Exactly.
Yeah, the rebound phenomena doesn't just happen with PPIs. That rebound phenomena happens with a lot of drugs. And so you become a prisoner of lots of medications, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, people don't think of addiction except, you know, for like opioids and stuff. But in a sense, my body has come to tolerate this medication and now I can't get off of it. And so if you, you know, it's interesting, if you go on the internet, if you Google just the term getting off Prilosec or something along those lines, or getting off a PPI,
it's the thing.
You'll find dozens of people weighing in with different suggestions. Try this, try that.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's just, so I'm a prisoner. I'm a prisoner of Prilosec.
Well, you're not anymore, but did you find that there were foods that were causing the problem that you could change your diet to kind of control the GERD?
You know, I tried most of those different steps that are, you know, kind of, we say diet and lifestyle modification.
Right.
What are the culprits? The culprits are things like alcohol and caffeine. Some people are very sensitive to certain spicy foods, hot pepper type of foods. If you're very overweight and you have a lot of abdominal pressure on your stomach, that's going to make the reflux worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fortunately, I'm not, you know, I have sort of a normal body mass index, BMI. I like to have maybe a cocktail at night. And I have to have my coffee in the morning, you know. So the point is that you know, I tried some of those things. I tried basically what you would call an elimination diet, trying to eliminate certain foods. Nothing really helped very much, unfortunately. Some people it will help.
Are you type A? Are you what they call type A personnel?
I'd probably admit to that. Yep.
Okay.
I admit to that. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it's not just magnesium either. It's because you need acid for breaking down proteins, activating enzymes, calcium, zinc. You mess up your entire, your nutritional levels on a whole bunch of places. All right. Hey,
come
back. We got to take a commercial break, Dr. Ratner. When we come back, I want to talk about metformin, okay?
Sure.
All right. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Dr. Mark Ratner's with us. We are talking about the dangers, little-known dangers of popular pills. More with Dr. Ratner on the Bright Side right after this. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Dr. Mark Ratner, author of the book Heartburn, Acid Reflux, and GERD, What You Need to Know, Chief Science Officer at Theralogics. So you have one of your topics, one of the things you like to talk about is metformin. I do as well. And I also know, Dr. Ratner, I think you and I talked previously about inositol. I think it was inositol, wasn't it? And PCOS?
Yeah.
And it was a supplement that you called ovositol, I think, because it comes from eggs. Is that right? Is that what you're calling that?
Ovositol is the brand name, but the reason it's ovositol is because it improves ovarian function.
I gotcha.
Yep.
And inositol is one of those all-time great, underappreciated, I have to say, supplements for a lot of things, relaxation and sleep and also for blood sugar. So use it for PCOS. Talk a little bit about PCOS and inositol and then about PCOS
sure.
and metformin, because they're using metformin to treat PCOS. Maybe tell us a little bit about PCOS.
PCOS is polycystic ovarian syndrome or polycystic ovary syndrome, and it's estimated to affect anywhere from 5 to 10% of reproductive age women, and it's the most common cause of female infertility for women under the age of, say, 35 or 36. And the reason it causes infertility is because it interferes with a woman getting sort of regular menstrual cycles, and so typically it stops ovulation and makes ovulation either irregular or completely absent. And one of the common underlying features of PCOS in about 80% of women with PCOS have what we call insulin resistance. Insulin resistance is a condition where the body is producing enough insulin. You know, the pancreas normally produces insulin. When our blood sugar goes up, the pancreas releases insulin. Insulin helps our cells, allows our cells to take sugar in from the bloodstream and then burn it for energy. Or sometimes we actually then store the sugar for later use by turning it into glycogen. And so that's what insulin does. And somebody who has what we call type 1 diabetes, what happens is the pancreas stops making insulin. And so the blood sugar goes up, because they don't have enough insulin in their blood to help the cells take it, take the sugar in. But people who get type 2 diabetes, what's happening to them is what we call insulin resistance, which is where the pancreas is making plenty of insulin, but the cells are resistant to the effects of insulin. Insulin tries to bind to the cells, but then the cells don't respond properly. This is what we call insulin resistance, and this is one of the key features of PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. So for many years, the first line drug for PCOS has been metformin, because metformin is what we call an insulin sensitizer. It helps the cells become more responsive to insulin. And so inositols, which are sugar alcohols, we get them in our diet, typically from fruits and vegetables. Typical U.S. diet, typical American diet is going to have about 1,000 milligrams of inositols a day. Hmm. So inositols are in the same, they're in the same family as, say, mannitol and sorbitol and xylitol, these other sugar alcohols. And what has been discovered is that you can use inositols as insulin sensitizers as well. And they're actually going to do a better job in many respects than metformin does.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that it's a sugar alcohol? In other words, can you use other sugar alcohols to get that effect?
No, you can't. And the reason is because the reason that inositols work is the insulin receptor. In other words, on our cells, we have on the surface of our body cells, there are receptors for insulin. And what happens is the insulin gets released into the bloodstream and it binds to that receptor on the surface of the cell and activates the receptor. And when the receptor gets activated, it releases into the cell what we call second messengers. And those second messengers then are what tell the cell, do this or do that. Burn the sugar or let the sugar in, burn it for energy, store it for later use. The second messengers tell the cell how to respond to insulin. Mm. And the second messengers are made from inositol.
And by the way, inositol from a chemical perspective is no mere sugar alcohol. It's like got six of those sugar alcohol things on it. So it's like super sugar alcohol, inositol.
It is, and there's actually nine different, it's a family inositol. There's actually nine different what we call isomers of inositol. And the two that are most important that we know function as the second messengers for that insulin receptor are what we call myo-inositol and d-chiro-inositol. So those two function as the second messengers for the insulin receptor, and that's why they work to as insulin sensitizers. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also in the muscle. Inositol is also important for muscle contractions and work, basically.
Oh, absolutely. And it also is, it's interesting, the inositols also function as the second messengers for other hormones. Thyroid stimulating hormone.
Oh, okay. I did
so
not know that.
It helps with thyroid function and follicle stimulating or FSH, follicle stimulating hormone, which is one of the reasons why inositols also help ovarian function, because FSH is what stimulates the ovary to produce an egg. And so by improving the messengers, the second messengers for FSH, which is what inositols will do as well, you're improving ovarian function.
So by virtue of its second messenger effects, it can make other things work better too, and not just pretty much any hormone, no?
I think they've discovered it for several hormones, very key hormones, but I'm not sure if it's every hormone. It may well be many more, but those are the ones that I'm most familiar with. Yeah.
You know, if you stick phosphorus on the inositol molecule, you get phytic acid. You get phytate. Inositol, which is kind of interesting because phytate, do you think phytates can help you make inositol or help you improve your inositol levels? Phytic acid?
Yes, I think phytates are the form that most of our dietary inositols are found in.
Yeah. I see.
And in fact, the second messengers are technically, they're inositol phosphoglycans or IPGs. And that, That's the, so inositol is the sort of key part of that molecule, but it also does have a phosphorus attached to it.
Gotta love that phosphorus, man. Phosphorus is pretty amazing. Phosphorus is amazing stuff. I'm blown away by phosphorus. All right, so you actually have formulated a product, the inositol product, that ovositol. Is it just inositol, ovositol, or are there cofactors?
It's actually, okay, so in our body, the normal ratio between those two inositols, myo-inositol and dichiro-inositol, the normal ratio is 40 to 1. 40 parts myo to one part dichiro-inositol. And what's been shown is that in women with PCOS, that ratio gets out of balance. And the purpose of the supplement is to restore the normal ratio of 40 to 1. And so that's what this, the product is actually a 40 to 1 powder mix of dichiro. Exactly. Exactly.
Very clever. And very clever. So, so by taking it, you can get your balance back. You get your ratio back.
Absolutely. And the clinical trial data for inositols and PCOS, and not only PCOS, but there's a condition that's called gestational diabetes, which is something that women can get late in pregnancy. It's actually not that uncommon. Women who have PCOS are three times as likely to develop gestational diabetes. Also, it's also called diabetes of pregnancy. Women who are very overweight are at greater risk for diabetes of pregnancy, you know, gestational diabetes. And inositol supplementation has now been shown in about, I think it's five or six different studies, to dramatically reduce the risk of gestational diabetes by more than 50%.
When people take regular inositol, are they taking the dichiro or the myo, or is it a mixture, or nobody knows?
If a supplement says it's just inositol, it's typically going to be myo. Yeah, it's typically going to be myo.
Hey, Doc, we're out of time. I've got so many more questions I want to ask you. Hopefully we'll get you back on here. Do you mind holding on the line, Dr. Ratner? Hold on the line.
Not at all.
And I'll say goodbye.
Yeah, sure.
All right, that's Dr. Mark Ratner, Chief Science Officer of Theralogix. That's Theralogix, formulator of ovositol and author of Heartburn, Acid Reflux, and GERD, What You Need to Know. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening, friends. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.